Please be seated. And let us pray. Now, gracious Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So I hold my pencil wrong.
I hold my pencil like this.
It's wrong. And somewhere along the way, that's how I started holding it, and no one corrected me, and by the time somebody decided I was holding it wrong and noticed, it was way too late, right? I had already been cemented in that behavior. So they tried, but it never worked. We are constantly learning things, being taught things, and some of them we are taught incorrectly, or we learn incorrectly, and some of them don't really matter, like my pencil grip. You can read my handwriting. In fact, I've been told I have nice handwriting, right? So it doesn't really matter in the end, and my fingers aren't cramping up or doing anything. So it's okay. But some of the things we learn that we are taught, we do need to unlearn. We do need to be untaught. Some of the things the world teaches us are not for our good. Jesus comes into this world, and one of the things he does, besides save us, is teach us. He comes into this world to unteach some of the things the world teaches and help us relearn what it means to be a child of God. It's what he does in the reading for today. Jesus has been going around healing and doing miracles, and he's finally gathered up. He's got about four disciples when this story happens for today in our gospel, and he takes them up to a mountain, and he sits down, and he says he teaches them. Now, what do we need to be taught? Things we don't already know, or things we've learned incorrectly. So he sits down to teach the disciples and anybody else who happened to climb up that mountain, because it said at this point crowds were following him, so there were probably some other people listening. But he sits down and he teaches them, and he teaches them something they've learned incorrectly. He teaches them what it means to be blessed in the kingdom of God. And they need to relearn this because it doesn't match with what their world says it means to be blessed. Jesus sits down and he says, you know, you say it's blessed to be in the right social stratosphere and the right health and all of these, the right education, but I tell you otherwise. This world that Jesus was inhabiting, it was this huge world of honor and shame. There was this paradigm. Right? If you landed in the right social economic sphere, educational sphere, health, you know, as long as you were healthy, you didn't have leprosy, you didn't have some other thing, you weren't a widow, you weren't poor, then you were honored. Otherwise, you were shamed. And this was a huge dichotomy in Jesus' culture. And so he comes to turn that around and say, all those people you're so busy shaming, I bless. And in fact, many people have said that this word blessing is not a very great translation. The actual meaning of the word blessed, the literal translation, is to enlarge, to make bigger, to bring honor to. And so Jesus says, you know, all the people way up here, that's great. But I have come to enlarge, to lift up, to honor those whom the world says are not. Jesus comes to teach people, to help them relearn what it means to be honored. Now, of course, we don't live in such a culture, right? We don't live in an honor-shame culture. Well, we can tell ourselves that. And we might not live in the same kind of Middle Eastern culture that Jesus inhabited, but we certainly live in an honor and shame culture. Over and over in my life, I have seen it. We play it out subtly. But I was talking with a friend once who told me when she was a little girl, she was ashamed to take a friend to her house because her mother suffered from schizophrenia. And it wasn't even, she was ashamed, afraid of what her mother might do, but she was ashamed to let the other kids know that in school. I had another friend in college. She was stealing. She was stealing from the cafeteria. She was too ashamed to go and tell the people in charge that her father had lost his job and she needed help. There is honor and shame in our culture. There is shame around poverty. There is shame around mental illness. There is shame around all of these things that we keep quiet, we don't want to talk about. And we do honor and shame, don't we? And in some ways, we make ourselves feel even worse about it. You know, in Jesus' day, it was thought that if your family had sinned, somebody had sinned, then this was the result, something bad happening to you. But we live in a country, right, where you're supposed to be able to pull yourselves up by your bootstraps, where you're supposed to be able to make it. Other people have made it. And if you don't, then not only are you shamed, somehow it's your fault. Let's not talk about the fact that so much in our world really is kind of about dumb luck. It matters, for instance, where you're born. Just the community, about how well you're going to do in this world. I was reading this study, and it shouldn't be, if that's not any surprise to us probably, right? It matters what community, what school district. But they're starting to narrow it down to specific streets within communities. It matters the chances you have in the world. Sure, we all have a chance, but so much that happens in our world is also just circumstance of where we're born and who we're born to. And yet, we put people in buckets of honor or shame based on those very things. This is what Jesus has come into the world to turn around, to say, it's not okay. You are blessed. You are honored for who you are, not for where you were born, not for what gender or race you are, not for your sexual orientation. You are honored for who you are as a child of God. And the disciples needed to know this. And so Jesus sits them down and teaches them this. And then he goes on to even tell them, oh, and by the way, if you do this in the world, you'll probably be reviled. If you spread this message to other people, the world will push back on you. And they need to know this, because after he goes, they're going to be the ones teaching this. They're going to be the ones spreading this in the world. And we need to know it too. Because if we are going to live this, if we are going to say that all are equal in the sight of God, that all are honored and blessed, that all are children of God, the world will push back on us too. Sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's a little stronger. I was on the street once, walking in the city, and there was a homeless man. And a little boy stopped and gave him some money. He must have had some money in his pocket. And the grown-up that he was with pulled him aside and started lecturing him on the street about how he shouldn't give money to this man, and about how this man was probably just going to use it for drugs or alcohol, and he clearly wasn't responsible enough because he was sitting on the street. And I watched this little boy's shoulders just kind of slump as his father was talking to him. And I wondered what that father was teaching him at that moment. That this man was somehow a criminal. That this man was clearly dishonest because he was sitting on the side of the sidewalk on the road. That this man wasn't someone worth giving our time or our money or attention to. Now here's the thing. The man might have been right. Maybe the man was going to use it for those reasons. But you know what I think Jesus would have said in this situation? Blessed are you, little boy, for keeping your heart open to the man at the side of the road. Blessed are you for seeing this man and first seeing a human being in need and not thinking twice. This boy's father may have been right, but Jesus, while this boy's father was lecturing him, I think, would have taken that boy into his arms, hugged him, and said, thank you. This is what we face. The world will push back at us again and again when we decide to honor and bless those whom the world says are less than. But God constantly pushes back at us and asks us to relearn, to rethink, and honor and bless all. And this is actually good news for all of us, too. Because those things the world gives us, the honors the world lays upon us, can be gone in a second. And when they're gone, Jesus is still there, saying, it's okay. You are blessed. You are honored. You are mine. I don't know where you fall on the honor-shame spectrum in our culture. Perhaps you are someone the world looks at and envies, wants to be like. Maybe you are on the other end, where people look and say, they sure can't get it together, right? Maybe you're somewhere in between, or maybe you're moving around all the time, depending on where you are. But wherever you fall, Jesus' message is constant. You are blessed. You are honored. And how different the world would be if we could believe that message rather than the world's message and share humanity with one another, constantly remembering we are blessed, we are honored, and so is all that God has made.